I'm Kathy, and Ron Ametron, our host, has an informative, if not cutting-edge, program topic for us about entities, clones, and timelines. He explains how these energetic forces affect our personality, behavior, physical health, conditions, and situations in our world. This program topic can be rather science fiction and unusual for most of us. So first, Ron is going to bring in peace through the light being's face found on his website, creationlightship.com, and on his Contact Talk Radio host page. So hello, Ron, and over to you for light being activation.
Here we go, everybody. So just get on either the website or the Contact Talk Radio page. Here we go. I'm going to energize the light being. If you have it up in front of you, you're going to see the lights, the light in the eyes change. A little brighter, stronger. The picture become three-dimensional. And here we go. We're going to energize the light being for you, bringing in peace energy. Source energy. Source energy is peace energy. That's about the only way we can actually convey what it is. It doesn't live in time and is only in the present now. Here we go. So one, two, there we go. Connected now. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Oh, that was that feels actually pretty nice. I'll do it some more for everybody. So just kind of watch the picture. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Here we go, everybody. So what I'm going to do is now is a clearing here for the sample of the 1,000-year barcode that was put on people. And this barcode is put on you throughout the last 2,000 years on your spirit and or on the bodies that you have lived in to make you numbed out for 2,000 years so you won't have clearings on yourself. If you bring in more judgment, that's what they wanted you to do, the alien. Remember, you're told here in time because you live in a time-based reality, which is not source energy. And this energy is from, normally it's from a creation of darkness, which are aliens that do not have a spirit or, if you want to use the word soul, living in their body. Also, there are ones that have been created from the light that actually switched over too into darkness. And basically most of this planet's population is like that because everybody thinks. So people are not that far off from being aliens. Remember, they still have wars that around this planet, and this is also aliens have domination and control. So this is part of the programs that they are giving you. So I'm going to do a clearing here for the 2,000-year darkness barcode clearing, which would and has kept you in the light of darkness, the light of the darkness, versus true light, which is source energy. That's why I use the word light of the darkness, because this is what everybody is using for healings if they use mind energy. Thoughts control your reality. You think of somebody, giving them a psychic attack. All this is negative stuff. You don't want to have that really in your venue of who you are. But nobody really knows the difference because everybody thinks. So how do you get out of darkness? You don't think. Very simple. Oh, here we go. 2,000-year barcode clearing. Just see how it feels in your body. I can only work a little bit on this. We have it on the website, though, if you wanted to further, which I highly recommend doing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. One more time to see how your body's feeling. It should be getting more disconnected from the darkness barcode. As is maybe even preventing you from understanding what we're talking about on this program. It could get activated they want to turn us off. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for that barcode removal, Ron. You mentioned that it is on your website. I just want to repeat it. It's called the 2,000-year barcode removal, and it can be found easily on the left-hand side under sample healings. It is free, and it's very effective. So, Ron, we are also running other programs. On the last few broadcasts, you explained that our dreams and deja vu are really glimpses or bleed-throughs of parallel lives we are actually experiencing. It's important to understand this.
Yeah, these are real lifetimes that you're living. You just don't know about them. And so the parallel lives, which are on timelines, so parallel lives and timelines are actually the same thing. Just use those words interchangeably. So when you're on a timeline, that's when you are abducted from here and put onto a timeline. But there's maybe thousands of timelines that you're living at one time. And that's probably where the New Agers get the term that you're a multidimensional being, as you are going into different dimensions and different locations in the universe. And these are all the universe of darkness through light. No such thing as dimensions. Everything is light. There's no delineation between one sector and another. It's all light, and you have a creation that you go into, and that's it. But here we have dimensions. A lot of people think that we're moving up into a higher consciousness, which is more of the darkness energies coming into you. And this higher consciousness that people think they're moving into, like the fourth or fifth dimension, is just another timeline event or events controlled more by aliens. Like we talked about in other shows, you are cloned out continuously, and you're only really here probably 2 hours a month. And how often do you get cloned out? About every 10 minutes. It means that every 10 minutes, another alien race takes you on a timeline. Now, from there, you can be transported to hundreds of timelines. So you have to realize that each alien race that created the hologram around you that you're seeing with your eyes, which is not real, or is looking at it from light, but as far as looking at it from darkness, everything that you see, that you are seeing is a fabrication of the darkness energies. Like I said, you're only real here every probably 2 hours a month. As you get cloned out, you can watch people, and this happens all the time if you're conscious enough, and you can look at their glitches. Watch people, and about every 10 minutes, you're going to see them look slightly different for maybe a half a second, or you may be talking to somebody, and they may forget the words that they need to tell you or say to you. They look up in the sky. They might feel kind of strange. Or look strange, and all of a sudden they get programmed again, as the clone needs to come back in here with a program. And then it has to remember and bring forth everything that was talked about during your last conversation. Most programs last about probably a two-week, information or database going into the past. I think beyond that, then the poor clone has to figure out what's going on and maybe look a little bit further in the database to get more information. It has to get downloaded to the clone replica of you. So the real part of you is out there in the Beyondo, and then they take a little piece of you, like a grain of sand, we'll say, use that to materialize a physical body. And that's why when I do the clone clearings, people actually have their skin colors change. They get a little taller, maybe lose some weight, feel different, feel happier, and I do this at the different expos that I go to, and along with doing it on the conference calls. But people physically change because the replicas that have a condition, a problem, a situation, if you get rid of all those replicas, let's say you have a sore throat. Well, if you get rid of all the replicas on timelines that deal with sore throats, then all of a sudden you may not have a sore throat any longer. So what happens is when that 10 minutes of time gets taken up, then another clone has to come in. So it hands off and over to the new cloned alien race that's cloning the new replica of you and the scenery around you. All of a sudden, they take that database from the past to bring it forward and put it into the new clone. Now, what they do is they turn off time, and time is turned off, which means everything is frozen. How long can it be frozen? Well, if everybody's frozen for a year and they're making their new hologram, creating everything that was in the last one, doing the copy and pasting in realities that they want to bring forth, then all of a sudden you don't know that you're turned off. Then they turn you back on again. And you can just watch people change. Very interesting if you are able to look at the replicas. And right now we have a brand new timeline for this year, which is 2013. And there are a lot of true clones coming in. People have been taken off this planet and no longer are probably going to be coming back. And you're going to be seeing people disappearing, which is already happening. I've been hearing reports from different states. Back east, I've heard it in Canada, New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, or closer to California here, naturally California, Phoenix, Arizona, you know, at different places in there, Sedona. So you're looking at all different types of things going on, Idaho, where everything is changing. And people look and they go, wow, this feels like a different energy here today. Or you feel like you're seeing energies around you that were not here last year. And then there's also the mist coming forward now. So if you happen to have or see like a mist energy, a fog energy all around, you remember the movie The Mist? This is kind of what's happening. So if you do sense that, feel that, that's because they are bringing in an energy and they're changing everything around now. The aliens are going to be bringing in and have been bringing in new clones of people. And they probably will not be changing like the last ones, like you were in. So it depends who or what's listening to me now. Are you a clone that gets cloned out every 10 minutes, or are you a replica of the human body that used to be here and you are a true clone? That gets a little scary for some people, as a true clone doesn't have a spirit. I'll be doing clearings for people in the near future here. For clones that are true clones that want to come into the light. Otherwise, they're just running programs. And if you notice, when you talk to people now, they may be doing odd things. The people may go to the grocery store and maybe buy some peanut butter and some flour and maybe some milk. And then from there, maybe they buy a piece of spinach, a couple of tomatoes. And none of these things sort of relate to each other, but that's what they're buying. The program isn't enhanced yet. You know, they have to have something to eat. So that's the way it is. And this is what the aliens are doing, and they're bringing us into a clone-based reality. Any movies out there about cloning, you can check it out yourself. Just type in clone movies on Google. And if you don't know what they are, then, you know, you can see a lot of them. It's been coming forth for a long time. About clone replicas being here. I know The Wizard of Oz was a really good one where everything happened very strangely. And the house was cloned, the dog was cloned, the people were cloned, you know. So you need to realize that, you know, going down the rabbit hole was going onto a timeline. It was done in the 40s, trying to educate people, or maybe not educate them, just to show them what's going on. The darkness always likes to tell upon themselves or their alien races what they're doing. So a lot of these things are that way. You can even look for current movies that are out now, this year, last year. Look at some of the movie stars, the celebrities that are in the movies, and then go back and see some ones that they were in previously. And they may actually look younger in the new ones versus the old ones. So everything happens here, and we're living in a dark side, a cloned reality here. The planet used to be of light. Darkness took it over, bringing in everything that's cloned. And it's enhanced as people like that and people think, and they choose darkness. When you choose darkness, you're not in the light, and you're always thinking. So when you think, you're denouncing the light. And you think, then you're storing the energy in your body of what you're thinking or seeing or hearing. Watch the news on TV. You're bringing all that into your body. Whatever's happening, remember, that's the law of cause and effect. That's what this planet was created into, where your thoughts and things change and are controlled by your reality, and there's something outside of yourself controlling you, and you get programmed, and each time you get a program put into you, part of your spirit is kicking out of your body, as your spirit cannot have darkness, doesn't think. So each time you have a thought, you are kicking your spirit out of your body. So we have clearings on the website, creationlightship.com, that you are able to rid of the darkness, mind energy, the thoughts, the stored stuff in your DNA, so your spirit can come back into you. That's what you have to do for ascension if you're choosing you want to leave. I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Ron, that was good that you explained this whole process again. There's a lot to it that the dark side, the aliens, go through just to steal our energy and cause so much chaos and the roller coaster ride and the drama so that they can live off of that energy. Since listening to you, I've become more aware of when I actually find myself spacing out, which is what you call a clone replica coming in. So I try to catch myself. Now I'm more aware of that and also see it in others being switched out. It's very subtle, but I did see a girlfriend. She was talking, sitting right across the table from me, and all of a sudden her personality changed from one mood to another, and the bracelets on her arm switched from being at the top of her wrist to suddenly they were at the bottom of by her elbow. It was just within a split second. And so I was aware of what was going on. And so that does allow us to be a little bit more understanding of why people behave the way they do. And also to, of course, be aware of it in ourselves. And I know you have been talking about this for a long time. You've been seeing it for a long time. It's happening in laboratories, cloning. It's being publicized in the news. And then you said aliens create a movie set for us, and they actually make movies to show us what they're doing. So why is it so that our dark side copies and replicas of our light is so misinterpreted as being the light? Is it because these programs are so strong?
Yeah, the programs are put onto you. And remember, you're dealing with minds, so they can tell you whatever they want in the mind, and then you have your self-fulfilling prophecies, and the mind will go along for the ride and agree with whatever the mind program wants to agree with. So if everybody, was told that the color green is actually orange, at first you'd probably have some people say, no, green isn't orange. Well, maybe after a year goes by and the program keeps being inserted in you that the color green is orange, now you're going to start saying, yeah, this is orange. You get somebody maybe that wasn't involved with that program, they're going to think, boy, these people are crazy. This is not this color. But the programs actually come in to evaluate what's happening, and then they slowly and subtly take you into the beyondo or a different experience or a different consciousness in order to make that self-fulfilling prophecy real, so that you think that you are actually in control of your life and that this is happening. It's quite interesting, when you have a deja vu. And you go, wow, I've been here before. Well, of course, you were living a timeline. That was just a bleed through. You actually lived that life, but you may not know the whole history of it. You may only think or believe that, oh, I have deja vu. That was like a five-minute situation, and I'm just seeing this here. Well, you were there maybe for days, if not months or years, living that life. And now you just had a bleed through of it. Another thing is when you lose your purse, your keys, your wallet, your shoes, or whatever, and all of a sudden you look all around for it, well, you're not going to find them typically right away. You could, but normally you're not because you got to wait that 10 minutes, okay, because they're not here in this reality. So wait that 10 minutes of time. Don't get frustrated. And very possibly another alien race may say, oh, shit, we got to go someplace with the car. There's no keys. And our program for this person the next 10 minutes means that we have to have keys for their car. Otherwise, our whole script that we designed is not going to work. So what they'll do then is bring you into that other reality where your keys are, taking it from another alien race, and all of a sudden your keys show up on the table, and you go, wow, that's great, I found my keys. You don't say, well, I looked on the table, they weren't there. Maybe they took away that program. So all that you know now is that you're looking for your keys. You may have looked on the table 20 times, but they take that program away from you. Now you look at the table and you go, oh, there's my keys. Great. You don't go into the past that much because now you're moving forward in another alien created timeline by a different alien race. Remember, they steal your energy. The more trauma that they can do to you, the better off they are because they need that energy, and the worse off you are. And then if you ever wake up, people talk to me about this here, and it's very frightening for them. They wake up in the morning in their bed, and they look around with their eyes, and they can see something, but they physically can't move. And they go, wow, what's this about? And it frightens them because they can't do anything. Well, that's because the program for the robotic program of your body, one of the many programs that they put into you, has not been installed yet. It's very, very simple. You don't have that program to make the body work. And then maybe after about up to maybe a minute, they will bring in that program. So the alien race is going, oh, we made a mistake here. So they have to get another alien to probably pop in a program into you to make the body work, because maybe they have somebody who was first time on the job doing these programs and they forgot something. Or maybe sometimes you start to dress yourself and you put on clothing that don't match, you know, and you go, and then after a little bit, they see that and they go, oh, person can't wear, you know, winter clothes on a summer day, you know. We got the wrong program installed here. We got to change that. You know, or why is this person wearing, you know, a long sleeve shirt when it's 100 degrees outside, you know, and this happens to be a wool shirt? They go, uh-oh, we got the program mixed up. You know, it's actually going to be very hot here. We got the wrong program for clothing, how to dress the person. So I'm sure I'm making some ahas right now with people. And so deja vu is out on timelines. You're just actually seeing a timeline that got dropped into you, and they kind of mesh together. Now, you could be out on 1,000 of those timelines. Just think if you fell over and scunned your knee on 1,000 timelines. Your knee going to hurt here? Yeah, probably so. Wonder what's going on with my knee. Okay? And this is why I say if you start doing timeline crashes with a particular situation, may start to have more wellness in your body, because each time you have a situation and you're off on those timelines, experiencing the same thing. It's just like a copy and paste on your computer. You have many, many screens up with the same thing, and in a sense, all the different aliens are using that to get energy off of you. Then you have your past lives and parallel lives and future lives. Those are all real, too. So, be very interesting, and the more you know, the better off you are, because then you become empowered with the energies. So, you know, some of the movies with clones, you know, are you know, Star Wars. Star Wars 2 is Attack of the Clones. That's kind of obvious. Hello. You know, Imposters, Firstborn, Wizard of Oz. These are all movies about timelines, about clones, and there's, you know, many, many more of them. You know, you look at timelines, you know, the Terminator movies, you know, where, you know, Arnold came back, you know, to help humanity. So is, you know, almost all the movies talk about that. People come back from the future to help out what's happening here, to try to change the reality, because the aliens have taken it sideways. And they don't like that. So that's kind of what's going on. It's got to become more conscious, and you have to do clearings. Oh, if you don't do clearings on yourself from the website that we have, Source Energy, to help you to have a better life, to get more of your spirit, then you're going to be stuck. Get all the words you want, get all the lip service. Don't do the clearings. Help yourself out. First one is the whole lifetime emotional clearing. And you're going to be stuck here or stuck there for a long time. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
What you say makes sense, Ron, especially when you relay what the media has been showing us for so many years. The Wizard of Oz movie was very frightening to me as a child, and I know they tried to make it look very, very pretty when they put it into Technicolor, but the message was there, and that is you're anything can happen to you anytime, and you can be taken off the planet, and you are, and you will be living a parallel life, and you're going to have a lot of trauma in that, and that's exactly what happened in The Wizard of Oz. And when she came back to Kansas, she tried to tell everybody she saw the reality, and they, her family, tried to tell her, oh, no, you just had a dream. So that's always been the false teaching that we believed. And the other movie that's about clones is The Boys from Brazil, which glorifies Adolf Hitler, and they actually cloned him in the movie. So anything you say, Ron, is just reality of what the movies are depicting is very scary. So it's better that we know the presence and harvesting of human clones is happening, because the aliens are trying to change the entire fabric of society, and not for the better. Ron, it's about half past, and you had indicated that you wanted to do a healing for us. Perhaps it would be good if you could do a timeline crash to help us deal with the fear, maybe, and then also one for anger about the reality of being stolen and used by the aliens on these timelines and parallel lives.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. So I count to 10 to do a timeline crash. We'll first do one for fear that you're not in control of yourself. And so this will be just basically like an alien abduction. This will be the fear for that. And so here we go. And just see how your body responds. You may actually feel your body changing a little bit here. Remember, the energy stored inside of your body. And we're going to help to release some of that from you, along with you coming back here from timelines that deal with fear. So every timeline out there has like a heading of it. So we're going to do the timeline for fear. And then the subcategory of that would be probably alien abduction. But remember, when I do a timeline crash, you're affecting, and you can do it too on the website, you're affecting millions of people who are on that same timeline with you. It's like you right now. Look out your front door, wherever you are. Are there people around you? Well, they're on that timeline with you, okay? So when you get yourself off of a timeline of fear, anger, whatever, or physical pain, or, you know, trauma, drama, then they get off of it too, and they get returned back here. So part of that little piece of their spirit goes into the body that's here. It's reattached to you. So here we go. This is timeline crash for fear. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. That's 5 timeline crashes for fear. Now we're going to do one for anger. and just see if your body starts to behave a little more differently, because taking away timelines that you're living on at the same moment as this one here, they're all superimposed, remember, they can bleed through to each other. Oh, and you could be off on, 500 timelines. I'm only going to be doing 5 of these, but you will have results. The timelines don't crash instantly. Some could take up to an hour to crash. So it'll all depend on where you are on the timeline, how many people are on it with you. Here we go. So we're going to do one now for anger. If you don't feel it right now happening, wait. Within an hour, you probably will. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Oh, it feels a little different. In England, they had a thing out about cloned animals. So I have a piece in front of me here. The Food Standard Agency Board has adopted recommendations that allow the descendants of cloned animals to enter the food chain without any prior authorization here. So that means that if you're eating anything that could be cloned, then is it going to have true life force in it? Because if it is cloned, it won't have source energy. And at least typically it won't. And boy, that could be pretty weird. Anyway, back to you, Kathy.
And, Ron, when you take away the clones, when you do the timeline crash, the clones do get fallen off, right? They go back to the light, I suppose?
The clones, the amount of light in a clone is very little, and source energy does take the light back to itself. And then the physical body that is made up of elements that would not have light in them is just destroyed. And then some of the clones are actually saved also. It all depends how much spirit energy is in that particular clone body. If there's enough to have the energy stabilized in it, then it will be saved. So it happens both ways. If it's a true clone, then it will be destroyed because there's no reason to have it around, although it may just go into quarantine, and then in quarantine we can decide what to do with it later on. Well, it all depends how bad the clone is, okay? Well, there's two ways to look at it, but either way will work. I don't like destroying clones myself because the cloned energies are a life form, and if they have any type of spirit energy of light into it, then we will normally attempt to put it in quarantine and see what we're going to do with it later on. Now, the clones that you are get changed out every 10 minutes. What are the aliens doing with those clones? Okay? Oh, just think how many clones you have when you're awake. When you're sleeping, they're probably not going to clone you out because you're not moving. Just be a dormant dead replica on your bed sleeping, unless you wake up and they activate a program. Other than that, you're like in hibernation. And so what do they do with the clones of you every 10 minutes? Now, that gets kind of scary. Are you going into an alien prison camp after they take you away? We'll say alien race. We'll just say that the Palladians have you, for 10 minutes as a clone. And from there, clone's usefulness is over after 10 minutes because another alien race, we'll just say the Arcturians come and want to create a clone of you. So now the Palladians have your clone. What are they going to do with that clone? Well, who knows? Are they going to put you into some kind of clone work camp? Are they going to make you into a canned meal like on the movie District 9, where the clones are, I mean, where the aliens are eating cat food, cats in a can, cat food. Do they have a thing for male humans and one for female humans? Maybe they even have it even different. Maybe they have one for Germans and one for Chinese and one for Africans. Who knows, you know? They could have a great variety in their grocery stores of canned humans. Maybe they have canned, hearts and livers and everything else. Who knows? What are they doing with you? Remember, they do have to eat. What are they eating? And they live off also your emotional energies of trauma. Maybe they have you on a torture machine. You know, this may make you want to throw up, but you have to realize what's happening. What do we do with our animals that we eat here? You know? As above, so below. So what happens to our food chain here that we're eating of animals? The only difference between the alien and us is that we don't eat humans unless you're a cannibal. And so we eat other human life forms, other species that are here. And they look upon us the same as we probably look upon, you know, a chicken or a cow. Or, you know, a duck or something, you know. Who knows? That's how you have to look at it. As above, so below. A lot of humans here, and like I said more recently, they're kind of vanishing. Shopping centers have less people in them. You might see a lot of cars around, but where do the people go? What's coming in their place after that? Who's driving that car? Well, back to you, Kathy.
Ron, a lot of your listeners and I who want to have these clone bodies removed from us take advantage of your special weekly clearings that you offer. And so I'd like to take a moment to let the listeners know that Ron does offer a solution to what he sees as a very real problem and is something that we can do something about. And so on Wednesdays, he has a weekly teleconference called Clone Body Removal. And it's every Thursday for about an hour and a half. They're $20 each, and you order it through the online order form on creationlightship.com. Please check it out if you're even remotely interested. There's a lot on the website to learn and to also shed some more light on this topic and so many others that are affecting us. So I highly recommend that because it's really brought a lot of awareness to me, and I myself do not want to be one of those permanently switched out clones. So Ron, can you maybe describe what it's like after we're decloned? Does it help take away, during your conferences, for example, I know you focus on some physical issues and conditions. So what's it like after, and do we see life differently? Could you talk about your conferences a little bit?
Yeah, most people will actually feel better. You're getting more spirit energy. See, what heals you is your spirit. So, unfortunately, that's not talked about that much, in the media or even in the New Age movement of healings. They always typically just try to do some kind of energetic work. But the whole thing that heals you is your spirit. So if you don't have a spirit in your body, how do you expect to have a healing? So each time we do a clearing, regardless of what it is, we're bringing back more of your spirit back to you. The light goes out and looks for the parts of you that was lost into darkness, and then from there you get that breath back into you. So each time you do a clearing, you feel better. That's kind of what the clearings are all about, is to get more spirit of you in you. So as you do clearings, and even on the calls like the Plum Replica call, we are taking away energies. Remember, let's say that we go through 4,000 clones, and these clones are dealing with a kidney infection, okay? So all of a sudden, you're getting 4,000 more little pieces of your spirit coming back into your body. And then the light ship takes that energy and saves it for you. And that energy goes, what we call, into the a new earth clearing. And it's a new earth that is just brought forth only to hold your energy so that you won't be stolen again. It's just collected. So when a true ascension happens, light will find the parts of your spirit that has been stolen by the darkness, and then it can regain its territory and regain you. Because remember, you're part of the light. You're never separated from it unless you get taken into darkness. You cannot be found. Each time we do a clearing on a timeline, or, you know, clearing out clones or whatever, it's still all basically timeline clearings. So it has different names on it, but we're taking and bringing darkness, taking the darkness out of you, bringing you back here to become more real. So after we do, say, 4,000 of these, then we bring in the real you, and you feel better. Because your real you is here, and it's holding your space. Instead of coming here every 2 hours a month, if you're on these calls, you're here a lot more than that. At least you're going to be on it for a while during the call and after that. And then you have more spirit energy, and your problems that you're dealing with, typical physical problems, is released because you got rid of the timeline, or most of the timelines that you're abducted onto. Well, that's kind of the way it works. We bring in more of you here into your body, and then the body becomes physical. We keep taking out a clone, another clone, another clone, maybe take out 4,000 clones, and then all of a sudden we bring you back here. And then you're back here, and how long are you going to stay here? No way to know. It all depends how much are abducted and how often. But at least for that particular time, you are here and you feel much better because you have more spirit energy. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
That's right. I feel the spirit energy within after each of these teleconferences that you do. You have a many. We've talked about them on the past shows. You have one for entities, energetic cords, and those are released. The entities are released, and also the clones, replicas are, you call it decloned and released, whatever. It's just getting us back more to our real selves and having our spirit be within us, more of our spirit, which has been so fragmented out due to the dark side using artificial intelligence to stop time and put us in these different situations so that they can enjoy our misery or even our happiness. To them, it's all the same, as you say. It's our energy. So, Ron, I was going to ask you, is everything cloned here on the planet?
Yes, everything on this planet is cloned. Yeah, that is correct. In fact, I'll do a clearing now. This will work one time on the archive. So if you hear this show live and you want to tell your friends about it and they want to come over and listen, it'll work one time for you additionally on that. So I'm going to do a clearing. I'm clearing for a plant. So I want everybody to go out, and if you have an archive, you may want to just put this on pause. Go out and get a plant, a live plant that's living. Or you could even get, if you have some flowers that you cut and it's in a vase, bring that around you. So bring that right now and, you know, put me on pause if you wish on an archive. If you have one listening live and it's in your house, kind of go get it now and put it around you, or at least watch it. Just turn the volume up or whatever, and so you can hear my voice. And we're going to make that plant or flowers in a vase real. Oh, this will be very interesting for everybody. You're going to want to watch the glow, the auric field around it, and you may actually be able to have more of a fragrance. And you're going to actually feel this energy, which is going to be tremendous, coming off of a real plant or real flower. So here we go. Going to take out cloned replicas of this. It's like movie sets, so they keep putting new ones in, so we're going to just start taking them out. Now, I want you to concentrate on it with your eyes and watch it. And you may see it actually physically jump or move, change positions, turn. Maybe the flower may get a little larger or smaller each time I count a number. That's because a new alien race has to replicate this here. Now I take one out, they have to recreate one. They actually stop time, even though we think we're in linear time as I'm doing this here. which will take probably about 2 minutes. They could stop time for a year each time I do a number, because they got to now say, oh man, this one's gone. We got to bring in a new one. Got to make the whole scenery around you change. Temperature in your room could change. They got to do all different types of details. So just kind of be aware that time I count a number, instantly another alien race or even the same one has to refabricate everything around you. So watch the flower. Watch your plant. Here we go. Well, first replica of this being released. So one, next two, next three. Watch it change shapes, form. It might jiggle. So three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's 10 clone plants being released. Now you have the 11th one that's in front of you. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Now we're going to be on the 21st clone of what you initially started off as. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60. I just kind of look at it and watch it, you know. It could be completely changed now. Each time it gets more spirit energy in it also. So 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 120, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 130, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 140, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 150 clones being released. That's at 151 when I make it real here, as much as I can. Here we go, coming in. Count to five. One, two, three, four, and five there. That's as real as we can get right now with your cloned flowers or plants, so it should be typically real now, and look at it. And it should be completely changed from what you saw a few minutes ago. Looking at something that's real, have a lot of life force energy, should have spirit energy in it. Was created by the light, or was just cloned and copied by the darkness, and very, very obvious to you. So, back to you, Kathy.
I like when you do this because I have several decloned plants that you've done in my house, and they require less care, and they look a lot better. So, Rhonda, that's a lot of information you had mentioned before and many of the programs in the past, that the mind to heart drop will bring us to our heart centers. And you've told us that source energy does not exist on the timelines, which is why we feel so peaceful when you do the mind to heart drop. So would you bring us to our heart centers now and lead us with the mind to heart drop, please? Thank you.
Sure. So the first thing is, people say that they're heart-centered. Well, a lot of people use the mind of the heart. They use the darkness energy of mind, and they think that they're in their heart. And that's most of the New Age teachings, when you hear about somebody saying that they're heart-centered, they live in their heart. They're not in source energy, in the land of darkness, the light of the darkness, in their heart. The light of the darkness is what is brought here, which is programs making you think that you're in true light. So the only way you're going to ever get to your heart is to do the mind-to-heart drop, but you have to command your spirit. Very simple. It takes 20 seconds to become heart-centered, and then you don't have any thoughts. As remember, source energy is peace. doesn't live in duality, doesn't have mind programs. But you need to realize that when you're in peace, you cannot have a negative or positive thought. It doesn't exist there. Here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud. You can't do it inside of your head. Do it inside of your head, you're just wasting your time, and this is what the darkness would like you to do anyway. You can say that your heart's centered because your mind is telling you so. You have to command your spirit out loud to do this process. So I command it for you, and I would recommend doing this maybe 5 times a day, if not more. It takes 20 seconds. You have a whole different reality of life because now you're heart-centered, living in the now. So here we go. And in your spirit, and I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. This you can do yourself, very simple. Actually feel your thoughts inside of your head drop down into your heart center where your spirit resides. So here we go. 10, dropping down, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You might feel your thoughts moving down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you're probably there already anyway. I'll do it a few more times for some people. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you're in your heart. Start to think. You can't think. It's hard to even read words, as words are a program, and you're not connected to a lot of programs. You may look at words and just see letters, wondering what the heck that word means. When you're in peace, there is nothing attached to anything, nothing conforms to anything, including languaging letters that make words and have a negative or positive thought. So I'll drop you down again in case, then we'll turn it over to Kathy here. So here we go, mind to heart drop. And in your spirit to do this for you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey everybody, thank you for this program. Hope you enjoyed it. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you for the mind to heart drop, Ron. It feels wonderful to have a break from the mental chatter and be centered in my heart with my spirit, where source energy and the spirit resides.
Okay, everybody. So we're going to teach you how to do the mind to heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit. And then after you say that, then you say to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energies drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.